chapter 2, the second church, the church at Smyrna. Listening time is approximately 7 minutes.
To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, "These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death."
At, what's the city?
Smyrna.
Smyrna.
They were persecuted?
Yes. Persecuted. What does persecution tend to do? If the persecution comes from the outside, what does it tend to do? Drive them together for common survival. But what if the persecution is going on within? Then it divides. One of the things when God says these are the detestable things, division within the church, sowing discord among the brethren is the verse. But what kind of persecution was going on in this church? Is this the synagogue of Satan? What period of world history was the early church persecuted? Yes, there was some persecution here, predominantly coming from the Jews. But as we move over here, we still have the Jews involved, but what other group? The Romans. Because the Caesar is getting upset because this is growing now, and around the Mediterranean, the church is moving around here and coming up to Greece and then eventually over to Rome. It's over here, it maybe didn't bother them too much, but now it's coming this way, so they're getting a little more concerned. So we got double persecution going up. You got the Roman and the Jews. So you got from without and you got from within.
Now regarding the church of Smyrna, the Lord doesn't have anything critical to say about them. This is a persecuted church. And look what he says to them. He knows about their suffering and the poverty that this has brought on. But he says then that they are rich. What is the Lord saying here? We can be suffering and in poorness or poverty from a materialistic or an earthly view, in the physical, in other words. But he's speaking about being rich spiritually. And that's what the people were in this church. And then he's really encouraging them, isn't he? He's telling, don't worry, the devil's going to be doing these things, and you'll be cast into prison, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, but it's not going to last. And that's the beautiful part of this whole thing. And so it should be a great encouragement to us as well. He mentioned the crown of life. Now, what is the crown of life? Well, remember, there are 5 crowns that can be received by Christians. And, of course, the first one is salvation. And so the crown of life is equivalent to salvation or to be born again. And I believe we will actually end up with crowns. The Bible does teach this. And then at the Lord's coronation, I believe we cast those crowns at his feet. Because after all, if it weren't for the Lord, we wouldn't be able to have these crowns. Now, what about the synagogue of Satan? But think in terms of the Jewish synagogue. The temple was a place where sacrifice took place, but a synagogue was where the teaching took place and a gathering place. Remember, the Lord went to the temple in Nazareth and read from Isaiah, and he said, today this has been fulfilled. And when he read the first half of the verse, because the second half of the verse is about his second coming, which of course had not been fulfilled yet. The synagogue of Satan, equate it to what God's synagogue would be. It's where Satan has gone in and defiled it. We'll actually see this in the tribulation, where the Antichrist goes into the rebuilt temple and desecrates that temple. Of course, it's not a temple of God, it's what people are building, because there should be no more temple for sacrifice. So the synagogue of Satan is where Satan has tried to establish a false. Think in terms of the cults. They are synagogues of Satan. Remember, the occult is like witchcraft, New Age, and those kinds of things. But that which masquerades as Christian would be cultic. And so we have that as a threat. That's why these people are being persecuted. Some of the great persecution that takes place today is by so-called other believers but they're not really true believers. And I think you'll see that the one world religion is really nothing but a synagogue for Satan. And then the last item would be second death. Now, if you've had two births, you'll have one death. If you have one birth, you'll have two deaths. And what this means is we're all born physically, but if we haven't been spiritually born, that means to have our salvation, then we're going to experience a second death, which means that after a physical death takes place, there'll be a resurrection for the non-believers at the White Throne Judgment. They will then all be sentenced to hell, which is a figurative term now, the second death in this case. It's not a second physical death, but in a sense, it's a death because they've been sentenced to hell. So there's no quality or value to life. And that's what he's referring to. And so he says, there will be no second death for those who are truly of this church, the Smyrna Church, because this church is doing what they should be doing. And that's why they're being persecuted. Remember, persecution usually purifies the church because you're not going to have non-believers, phony Christians hanging around when the going gets rough.